Who is taking care of your business during the off hours? It's the Port Huron Police Department joining us right now from the PHPD, Sergeant Doug Decker. Sergeant, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
You like to, by you, I mean the Port Huron Police Department likes to compile lots of information about local businesses so you know how to better care for them during off hours, right?
That's right. It's not George Orwell. It's not 1984. So before people get worried. So business information, Officer Pat Eash, who's our community service officer, said, hey, could you talk about it a little bit? We're about to have a push where we're going to have our VIPs go out, hand out surveys to local businesses. We want to gather information from them. And it's important things. A lot of it is for after hours things mm-hmm. that people don't think about. So we're going to go to the local business, drop off these forms. We're looking for owner information, making sure we confirm the correct address for a business, phone numbers, if they have email or a website, what their hours are, their security. Do they have video surveillance, which is a big thing. It helps us a lot with crimes that occur if we can go to a business and say, hey, do you have video surveillance in this parking lot? Somebody's car was vandalized or there was an assault.
Yep.
Number of employees or who should be there at certain times of the day, too. I think the most important thing is we need a contact number, though, after hours if the building's locked up. Maybe not even locked up. But a good example, I remember one time a citizen called and they said, they're at one of the local gas stations. They said, I'm kind of worried there's no one in here. So now we have to be concerned that something happened to the clerk in there. And two, who do we call to find out who's supposed to be at work right now?
Right.
And what we found was someone just decided, I don't feel good. I'm going home and I'm leaving the business unattended and open.
Probably that person probably doesn't work there anymore.
Yeah, probably not. But it is important.
Yeah.
You know, if it gets broke into, we need to get a hold of somebody to come help secure the building. If we get an alarm and we could call and say, hey, there's an alarm here. Do you want to come check the building? Or we checked, everything looks secure from the ground level. You're driving from a half hour, an hour away at 2 a.m. Would you rather just stay home or would you rather come in and check it out? Interesting thing, I remember when I was at Midnights one time, 3 a.m, I saw something that caught my eye in a business downtown and it was some candles were lit burning in there. And I said to dispatch, can we get a hold of the owner and maybe they can come down and open it up and take care of that. And we had no contact number. And certainly, so that's just for law enforcement. It's a concern for the fire department, too, if there's an issue that they need to get there and take care of business. Right.
Yeah, it's interesting as we talk about this. I'm thinking, like, on the one hand, I'm thinking there must exist some sort of database of this information where, you know, police can just look up this information. You have to compile this database, don't you?
We do. And one of the great things, and let's give credit to our Central Dispatch Association, they, whenever we go on stuff, any information we give them or feedback about people there on calls, and this could be even at a house here in town, right? They're putting that all in a database and keeping that. And another important thing about this, and this is kind of deviating away for homes, they can give us officer safety alerts, like this person's made threats, or we send fire and EMS to medical runs, and they say, this needs police assistance. They can't go in there by themselves because there's been violence in there from the occupants, and we don't want them in there by themselves. Crimes in progress, too. We need to know things. This happened a couple months ago. We had an alarm at a local business here, and we like to try to call inside, too, get a feel. Is everything all right? If we're not getting an answer, it heightens our concern. Maybe we need to dispatch more officers to that location than just a couple of them.
Yep.
And beef up our response. And we could not get a phone call inside to this business to confirm whether everything was okay. And from the outside, it looks like, well, I think things are all right, but and we also don't want to go rushing in and make things worse. So that's important just during the day even. So the robberies and progress calls, the B&E alarms. People do hit the hold-up alarm once in a while by mistake, and we have to find a way to call you and say, are you okay? Certainly we're sending cars, don't get me wrong, but we like to do some other things too in the process to start working on this. Like I said, fires after hours, a lot of times fire department will respond. At some point, somebody's going to have to come and secure that building and make some decisions like, I'm all right with calling this company. So really, we're looking for these contact phone numbers. We'll have them at our department. We'd share them with the dispatch. So the way to have a key holder respond to, so like we need that. And the benefit of participating, we're going to have our volunteers out there. I'm hoping some officers will drop them off. Or if the volunteers drop them off and you're ready for them to be picked up, let's have an officer come and pick them up. We get to introduce ourselves. Address any concerns, too. Maybe there's a spot on there you could write some concerns or questions you have for us. And to obtain the forms, you're going to go on our website, www.PortlandPolice.org. Complete the forms. You could drop them off at the department. If you would like to have somebody come out there, give us a call. We have cadets working, too. We can send a cadet out, or like I said, an officer that they're not tied up. Pat Eash is the main contact officer. Certainly get a hold of him and let him know if you filled out a form, or maybe say, hey, nobody dropped off a form. So if you're listening right now and you go, I never got this form, and we did this before, and they go, I never got it last time, give us a call and let us know. That's a concern. And myself. So my email is DeckerD@PortHuron.org, and that's really a good contact that I monitor daily, even when I'm off duty. So if I hear that you need some help with it, I'll certainly assist to, you know, or call the department. You can speak to somebody at the lieutenant or sergeant's desk.
Yeah, I think the business community, by and large, is pretty receptive to this and wants to have a good relationship with the local police department, because it just it increases the odds of them being safe, I guess.
Oh, certainly. And I would also encourage for private citizens, if you, you're going out of town, you know, give us that information. And I kind of want to bring that up, because leave us a contact number. If something happens at your house, somebody that you trust that we could call and say, hey, we went there and they were broke into. Can you help us with securing that? So certainly do that, too. I'd encourage it for everybody in the community.
All right. Good to know, Doug. Always appreciate your time. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Paul.